This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Glad you could join us, Coach, and tempers flaring towards the end there, but a really gritty victory. It was first to 80 to win this game, I suppose.
Yeah, we needed to score some points. They put the ball in the basket, and I thought we found a way to score. We had some kids that really stepped up. Regine gave us a good first half as far as knocking down some threes, and then I just thought we played tough enough down the stretch to win the game. I thought Kay's play down the stretch to get the extra possession was huge, and that's why we just tried to define ourselves as a tough team, and I thought that tough play from Kay was big.
Yeah, Kay had a couple of mid-range jumpers towards the end that really sealed it off. It was a total team effort. Regine with the 22 points, her career high, a couple of key rebounds at the defensive end towards the end as well, and you know, we'll say it again, we're going to miss her next year.
I'm not missing her next year because I'm going to enjoy every minute I got with her right now. I told her that she's got to really step up. We need her to do a lot of things, but that's what you expect, I believe, from the best player in the league, and I think that she's been showing us that every chance she's been on the floor, and I'm expecting her to carry us through over these next the second half of the MEAC season.
I want to turn your attention to the free throw line here. 23 for 28 from the stripe today, 82%. Dominique Walker was 8 of 10 in this game. Last game she was 4 of 10, and that's the mark of a championship team, to be able to shoot free throws, especially down the stretch.
Yeah, and on the road too, I just thought, you know, Dominique has struggled for the free throw line early in the year, so she's been in the gym. I told her she needs to shoot 50 free throws every day, and now she's shooting 100, and I'm rebounding for her. So every day she's putting in the extra work, and it carried over to today, so I hope it just continues to motivate her to put the time in.
You said it in the pregame, I'll say it too, a special player, and dare I say a special team so far. 7-1 at the halfway point, going back at home for next weekend, 5 out of the next 8 at home, including one at Dell State. I know you won't consent to saying it, but I'll say it, things are looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, I like the position we're in. You just got to take care of business. You know, you can't, I mean, there's every team that's coming into our gym, even though we're at home, they're all dangerous. You know, they're all dangerous. I don't think there's much of a gap between the teams in this league. And playing as though one of the better teams, we have to play like that every night. We're not good enough to put in a lackluster performance or just show up and win basketball games. I hope it doesn't take us a negative experience to learn that. I think I got seniors on my team that know that they got to play at a high level every time we step on the floor, and that's what I'm expecting from them.